What's up, Tiger fans? We are back. More official visitors. We have a special guest, very special guest, a familiar face, a familiar name, Robert McDaniel. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Good to be back.
All right, man. So for the few fans out there who are saying, man, he looks familiar. That name sounds familiar. Tell them why they are probably so familiar with
you. Oh, probably because I had went to Jack State, signed in 2019 and was here my first year then, you know, left right before COVID happened. Mm-hmm. So.
Absolutely. You can tell them where you went. That's okay.
Wait. I went to Mississippi Gulf Coast, best JUCO in the nation. Uh-huh. Go Bulldogs, but then transferred to Alcorn State.
Yeah, you know, he transferred to Alcorn. But hey, I recently decided to hit the portal, so we definitely want to talk all about it, man. But Tiger Talk actually started 4 years ago, and you had just signed. And we were talking about that first recruiting class. I know Ken remembers it, and we were just glowing about you, especially going into your second year. We were expecting big things. We were talking about the physique and just everything. We were excited, and then you dipped on us. Yeah, but we saw you hit the portal. What did we say? Man, we got to get him back. Lo and behold, you got the Jack State offer. So we're excited. But talk to us a little bit about your journey since you left.
Honestly, you know, coming off breaking my ankle, went JUCO, you know, 1 year. I sat behind some guys that done, you know, that's in the league now, mm-hmm. went Power 5. And I've really learned a lot from them. And that's where I kind of, you know, they kind of helped me work on my craft and, you know, learn, you know, stay down and work hard. Then went to Alcorn. I'm thinking, you know, I was going to be the guy because, I mean, it's swag ball, you know. There's still some guys, though. But sitting behind them in that program, it just taught me, you know, what they was looking for. Mm-hmm. And I know my work, and I know, you know, even coming off the bench the whole season, I still made second team mm-hmm. All-American. So I just knew that was my time. My time there was up.
Absolutely. So you entered the portal, and how shocked or excited were you to get the Jackson State off?
I was pretty relieved. I was like, I know something going to come. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I just hope they didn't take me off their radar.
Right.
So
absolutely. Who offered you? Who recruited you the second time around?
It was on Coach Quinn because he was currently, you know, at Alcorn.
That's what I was going to say. So that connection was there. He worked with you at Alcorn.
Oh, right? Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So talk about that position. And well, first of all, give us the update us on the height and weight, and then let's talk about that position because you're a versatile guy, and I think you can play multiple positions in the secondary. So talk about where you play and where you're most comfortable, where you want to play.
Honestly, you know, coming out of high school, I always played corner. Then when I went to JUCO, they kind of put me in, you know, the slot. Playing, you know, well, some people call it strong safety, nickel, sound, you know, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I guess you can do that being 6'2", 205.
Okay.
So
wow.
I say me personally, I'm comfortable with. Honestly, I can really play with both of them a little bit. You know, I like being at the corner. You know, I know I can shut in, you know, shut one side of the field down, then going in the slot, I can help on the run game or help in the pass game. So, honestly, I feel like doing that, I can – be interchangeable and, you know, at least make some impact on the field either way it go.
Absolutely. So you talk with the coaching staff as far as where you fit in, what position you would play here, or you haven't had those conversations yet?
Coach Quinn said corner, so that's what I'm going to get my bread and butter at that corner.
There you go. Man, we're excited, man. We definitely hope to have you back. Have you decided on when you'll make an announcement? Have you made a decision yet, or do you
haven't made a decision yet, but Jack State is probably going to be just because I know the connections and what I know we can do here, so it's most likely probably going to be Jackson State.
Okay. All right. There you have it. You'll be enrolling in for January, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Absolutely. So talk to the fans, man. They miss you. Give them a message. What do you miss about the fans playing in the vet? Obviously, you still played in the vet, but just being Jackson State.
Honestly, like, even since I live, nothing beats the Jackson State fan base. I mean, I love y'all, and I know y'all love me, so let's get ready to make it happen.
Absolutely. And this is home, right? Tell them where you're from originally.
Yeah, Jacktown.
Terry High School.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. This is what I want to ask you because you've played here before. What have you noticed that's different? Because we made some changes around campus. Have you been on campus yet?
I haven't been.
Okay. I'm sure you've heard about some of the changes that we've made. So what are you most excited about? Because it's not your typical official visit. Most people are seeing something new for the first time. But
I say, honestly, my favorite part is probably going to be seeing the facility and the field and stuff. Because when I was here, it felt like dirt out there.
You had to get it out the mud. Like, literally, get it out the mud. That's where that term came from, right?
Yeah. So I'm ready to see what the facilities and things look like. It wouldn't be bad to see that McDaniel on the back of one of them jerseys.
There you go. All right. Awesome stuff, man. Well, again, we're happy. We're happy to see that offer. We want to see you back in the Tiger uniform. So are you on social media? Can you share that with us?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at 601.rob. That's with 2 B's, or on Twitter, you know, TheOfficialRob.
All right. Blow him up, fans. Let him know we want him back. All right. Robert McDaniel, future Tiger, again, for the second time.